Around the Town with Al Breslauf and Doris Davenport is brought to you by The Way Back In, committed to rebuilding broken lives since 1973. www.waybackin.org, 866-993-6503. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new show at a new time. First, I want to say thank you to Alan Miller, Scott Duff, and their guests for hosting the Pride Parade. What a perfect day weather-wise. My God. But somebody has to get Ellen a nice cup of hot tea because I think her vocal cords started to go after a couple of hours of telling everybody what was going on. It's a gorgeous day in Chicago. You are, for those of you who are normally calling in or listening for a Against the Grain, that show is no longer on this air. In place of it, we'll be following Around the Town Chicago, which will be back next week at 2 o'clock till 3. And from 3 o'clock till 4, it will be Around the Town with Al Breslauf and Doris Davenport. And we'll feature current events, culture, politics, trending topics that are around the town. We'll be spotlighting some of the growing problem of mental health issues, and in particular the addictions. Each month we will discuss rebuilding broken lives that have been torn apart by either alcohol, drug, or gambling addictions. And we'll be working with Way Back In, that has been serving the area since 1973. We will have politicians, we'll have speakers, and basically we want to have what you want to hear. So we're open. Doris is in New York today, attending a funeral. She's going to try to grab online with us. We will be talking with Eileen Dordek, who is Democrat for state representative, in Chicago. She'll be joining us in the second half of the show. But our phone number here is the same it always was on the other show. It's 773-763-9278. If you have some ideas for the show, we'll be happy to listen to it. If you'd like to talk about some of the things, I'm not as well versed as Doris is on a lot of the political things, but I do know, and I did pay attention to some of the things that happened and what happened this women's rights and how it got really changed a little bit because of what happened this week, what the legal people did. To in my estimation, it was kind of a move that shouldn't have happened, and we'll talk more about that. But if you've got some ideas, you're more than welcome to call 773-763-9278. We're going to be having a discussion with, since we're talking about some of the other issues that are going on. Gun violence is plaguing our city streets. So we will be having another doctor come on in the weeks to come, Dr. Salome Borzar-Ghazani, I hope I'm saying that right, doctor, who is with an organization called Caring for Our Caregivers, and it's a nonprofit organization that has all kinds of ways of reaching the heroes who help us to deal with some of the stress that comes on from that. Some of the other things that are going on, that our park district is getting ready to do some free things for the people who are looking to get some enjoyment, and every day can't be the parade. So you've got things that are out at the parks, but they're doing a thing called A Midsummer Flight, which is a Shakespeare play, a Midsummer's Night Dream, that is going to be a 90-minute version of it that will be free, and it will be in 5 parks during the course of the summer months. I think the parks that we're going to be talking about, July 15th, 16th, and 17th will be at Lincoln Park. July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, they'll be at Gross Park, which is over on Lawrence Avenue, just by California. July 29th, 30th, and 31st, they're going to be back at Lincoln Park. August 5th, 6th, and 7th, they're going to be out on the south side at Lake Meadows Park, which is 3117 South Roads. And August 12th, 13th, and 14th, Chicago Women's Park and Gardens, which is 1801 South Indiana. And then August 19th, 20th, and 21st, they're going to be at Toohey Park, which is in the Rogers Park area. All performances are free. You can come early, bring a picnic, enjoy the free pro. It's almost like going to Ravinia, but seeing a play instead of a concert. If you need information, I will post at AroundTheTownChicago.com, which is my website that does all the theater and what's happening in town. I will post that just to make sure that people find the exact information or how to link onto it. But it's all performances are free. They do suggest that you make a reservation at www.midsummerflight.com. You can find all the answers and all the information, so you make sure that there's a place for you when you come, because I think you'll find it's enjoyable. And Shakespeare in 90 minutes is really, really something that's exciting to see. Maybe we'll get some new people to become theater people. That's what we're hoping for. All right, so we're hoping that Doris is going to call it. In the meantime, I want to tell people a little bit about the people who are working with us, this organization that is an amazing organization called The Way Back In. It's W-A-Y and then the word back and then in, I-N-N. What they are and what's really neat about it is that they are complete. They help people all the way back in with a residential care program where people will literally be brought in. They will live there. They will learn together. They will have meals together. They will have therapy lessons together to get through their addictions, to get over their addictions. And they are retrained to go back into life and live a normal life knowing what they have overcome. So they've been doing this. They have recovery programs in Oak Park, Maywood, Forest Park, and Melrose Park. So they've been doing this for a while. They're one of the few agencies equipped to provide treatment and housing. And it's a special kind of program because the people participate in jobs. They help with the cooking. They make cookies. They gather together. They learn how to adjust going back into life. So we'll be talking with them, getting more information. Once a month, they will join us, and they will talk about their programs and how they can help people. And if you have questions or problems, and we all have somebody we know who has an addiction to something, whether it be smoking, eating, it can be a lot of different disorders. And most of these are mental things. They're things that we can't control unless we have some help. But more importantly, what they explained to me was, you've got to want that help. You've got to want to stop what you're addicted to. You want to make that change. Because if somebody tells you to do it, doesn't mean a thing. You got to do it on your own. They'll help you. Once you make that decision and say, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to go forward. Then they will help you make that trip. They will work with you to get that trip going for you. Okay? Sorry. So I'm still hoping that we can get Doris on. We will be talking to Eileen Dordek. I'm not much of a politics guy, but I do know what's going on, although I do live in the suburbs. So getting some of the city things, I've had to rely a little bit on reading and learning more things and watching some of the political shows on TV. And, of course, this week we had some craziness going on with the Supreme Court decision. And what's going to happen, only God knows, I think, on some of that, to be very honest with you. So hopefully you can call in 773-763-9278. The same number I use for Around the Town Chicago. This is Around the Town Chicago as well, but it's Around the Town with Al Breslauf and Doris Davenport, except today Doris Davenport is in New York, so it's just me all by myself. How does that song go? All by myself. Okay, do we have any calls coming in, Paul? Looks like Eduardo.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, that's good.
Good.
Yeah, because this happened yesterday where they put me on hold and it's like dead silence, but I'm glad you can hear me.
Okay, I can hear you. Don't disappear on me.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, so a couple of things before you go to, you know, the next thing here. I think as far as an idea would be in the future, have like a guest from a different continent. That way people like to travel and you get to learn the different culture and diversity from different people. I think that would be great. Maybe talk to a guest, something they could tell you what's happening in Brazil, what's happening in Sydney, what's happening in Cape Town, something like that.
Okay, so you're saying that we should find people. Doris, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are in New York.
Yeah, Doris, yeah.
Yeah, is to get people who are living in other countries to talk about what's going on there in political things, what's going on health-wise.
Well, it could be that. It could be the arts. The economy, everything, sports.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right. I'm good with that. Listen, we don't know if you're not a world traveler, you really don't know much about where you live. In fact, there are people, Eduardo, who live in Chicago who don't know what's going on in other parts of Chicago, let alone other parts of the world. You think about it. How many people who live in the North Shore know what's going on in Austin or in Berwyn or in Cicero or any of those places?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to that free concert at Millennium Park. I don't know if you heard about that with through the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Oh,
concert Monday at Millennium Park.
What time is that at?
I believe it's at 7.
Okay. So can people just go to that?
Yeah, they're going to go, obviously, go through security because, they got that new rule. And get there as early as you can if you want to get good seating.
Okay. Well, so people should go to Millennium Park. There's going to be a concert. Yep. It's a free concert. Eduardo, I appreciate you helping us.
Yep.
You're a regular listener to the other show. I know that. We've talked before. So I thank you for being a listener and bringing in some suggestions for us. And we will talk about doing some of those things.
Okay, Alan.
Thank you. Have a wonderful time at the concert tonight. Yeah, Eduardo's one of our regular callers. He pays attention to what's going on in the city. It's amazing how many people, like I said earlier, who live in the Chicagoland area, and in some cases have lived here all their lives, and really don't know anything about some of the neighborhoods, what's going on. For example, Albany Park, for example, there's a thing going on, I think coming up or maybe going on this weekend that they did. It was this weekend. They did a thing with Flavors and all the restaurants that were in Albany Park, and they set up four different routes, and people can go and try all these different foods. I'm sure it was a sampling that you got a taste of something, but it's like when they did A Taste of Chicago the first time. Okay, people went downtown, paid a lot of parking for parking, and paid a lot of money for all the food they had. But wouldn't it be better to sample it in some of the neighborhoods and some of the smaller restaurants who are there and are struggling through this pandemic? We're coming out of it, but we're not out of it yet. With inflation, with all the other things happening, gasoline pricing, it makes it hard to go drive downtown. A lot of people would rather just walk down the street and go to one of the local places. So it's nice that these neighborhoods are doing things. It's nice that they're putting on Shakespeare in the parks and doing other things that people can go to. And the museums are open, and I think they have certain days that are free. So there's more things happening. And that's great. I like when people give me ideas because it gives me something to think about and to plan ahead, because we're going to be doing this for a long time. So my regular show with Frank Mecha, we always sit and talk theater. We have guests on who are actors. I don't know if we're going to want to do more of that on here, but I do know we want to do things that are making people happy and are educating at the same time. So that if we can give you something that will teach you something, make you aware of something that's going on somewhere in Chicagoland. It's all around Chicago, and there's lots of things to talk about. I don't know if people are calling in, if Doris has found a way to get it. I think we have Frank on the line, don't we? It's Frank. Frank.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How was the parade? Good?
The parade was wonderful. You're not going to believe this. We actually got here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
You? Wait, did you think the parade was last night?
No. What happened was, I'm taking two friends who have never been to the parade, but they wanted to go to Ann Sather's for breakfast.
Of course.
They're very punctual. They're worse than you.
So nobody's worse than me. Ask Jane, she'll tell you. Nobody's worse.
They were at my house 15 minutes before they were supposed to come.
Oh, my God. They're like me. I like those people.
They're a lot like you'll like them. And so we went to Ann Sather's, and then from there we walked to the parade, had a perfect parking spot that we didn't have to pay for.
Wow.
And then we saw Paul on the WGN. So then we saw the WCPT float, and then we decided to leave after 3 hours.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you were able to go there. Next year, I think we want to put you on the float.
I think I should have been on that float. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
But I hear you're all alone in the studio.
I'm all by myself. Well, not all by myself. Paul's here. I do have our ace producer here with us.
Oh, that's good. If you got the award-winning team, you're fine.
Yeah. And, we'll be okay. We got, we'll make it through. We do have a guest coming on, Eileen Dordek, who is running for the state representative. She's in the, in fact, not far from, she's in District 13, I think it is, Andersonville area. I think that's the area she's running. It's a Bud Longwoods, Bowmanville, Lincoln Square, Ravenswood, and parts of Andersonville and Lakeview. So that's the representative. That's where she wants to be. So she's going to join us at 3:30.
Oh, good. Because we got you a fan for Northern Chicago that has all their new shows on it. So we got one for you. So,
okay.
That's you next time I see you.
Yeah, I went last night to Steppenwolf, and I saw a wonderful show at Steppenwolf last night, the Choir Boys, and remarkable show. And you did some other stuff. You went to that new theater and saw that new theater that's over on Morse Avenue, right?
Really like it. It was a magic show. And she used me a lot. She had me crawling on my knees on the floor to help pick up things for her. It was really funny.
Oh, that's it. I would have liked to have seen that one, Frank.
When I do my write-up, I'll explain it all.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. All right, I know you're busy running around with your friends, so don't. Are you driving now, or are you...
Yeah, we're driving over to Flub-a-Dub, and they never... They want to try some hot dogs and hamburgers.
Ah, okay. So you're going to Flub-a-Dub-Chub over on Broadway. On Broadway. All right. Enjoy yourself there. Say hello for me. You'll probably run into one of our friends there. So, Paul.
I hope so. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, have a good one.
Good show.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, that was Frank Metcher, who's my co-host on Around the Town of Chicago with Al Breslov, which is 2 o'clock till 3. That's our normal time. Today, of course, we were preempted because there was a parade. And once a year, this is our once a year day. Once a year day. That's a day we don't appear. And maybe we got some calls coming in, hopefully, and 773-763-9278. Tell us what you'd like to know about, what you'd like us to talk about, and we'll try to find ways to make those topics come true for you, okay? It's not that hard. Okay, I have nothing on the screen, Paul, just so you know. The screen over here just shows doesn't have anything. Let me try to hit it so I can't. But we got Mitchell from... Somebody played with their screen. Aha! Mitchell? Mitchell?
Yes, I'm here. I never had a chance to speak with you. I was used to hearing Against the Grain. I guess that was shipped off to another dimension that we'll no longer will see again. Sad to see that, and sad to see that you can't practice your First Amendment rights. But I digress. You bring up an important point regarding street fairs and bringing back these, like you said, East Chicago or all these, these summer events. But the downside in 2022 is that you have a feckless mayor and a feckless governor that has what I call chaos in the streets. I'd like to bring to your attention that the barbarians are at the gate. I mean, I could never go down into Chicago proper, given the nature of the carjackings and the shootings. I mean, this mayor has lost control of these citizens. And the unintended consequences is that when you offer up these really good, street festivals to encourage community and being what I call civil to each other and learning other ethnic and cultures, that goes right out the window, Daddy-O. because we don't have responsible citizens in our state. And it drives me up a wall that you have the temerity, okay, to talk about these events. At the same time, we have runaway, you know, crime, shootings, and the unintended consequences are the people that want to go out and spend their money. But how can they when you're surrounded by what I call this maelstrom of events? It's quite depressing, and it's sad to see the affairs.
Well, there are problems with every city, not just Chicago, and it's not necessarily every area of the city that happens. I go to the city on a regular basis. I go late at night to theaters. I come out and I go to my car and I don't have a problem. So they are trying to do as much as they can. But as far as the mayor, the people of Chicago have to change that when the election comes. That's the beauty of an election, is that people have the right to speak their minds by voting. So you need to change things. You need to get people together to go out and vote and change who it is. That's the only way it's going to happen. Otherwise, if you keep reelecting the same person, then you're not going to see the change that you want. Now, you live in Des Plaines, so you can't vote in the city, but you have friends that live in the city. Push them. Tell them what you want them to do. Tell them that you want change. Let them help you. Let them make those votes count.
Well, I live in Cook County, and unfortunately, Cook County is the most corrupt county in the United States. And this is based on a University of Illinois actual study that they did last spring, and the state of Illinois is the third most corrupt state in the union. So I agree with you about basically in a political cycle where you want change. I totally get that. But citizens have to be responsible for their actions if you want to have and foster a healthy set of communities.
I agree, we're going to keep pushing. We're going to talk to people that are running for office. We're going to try to get the word out so we can get the right people in the right place. And hopefully within a short period of time with this election, enough people do enough things, maybe we can open up the doors and make the city a better place so that people like Mitchell from Des Plaines will get in their car and drive down and feel safe, okay? Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, let's take Matt and Berwyn.
Hey, Al.
How are you?
Good to hear from you. I'm excellent. And I just heard the last caller, and I had to call in and say, Bull Pucky, I go out to the city all the time. I never have a problem. You have to be smart. You have to go, you know, be aware of your surroundings. And I also work in the city. And we have offices downtown, and I go there. But we have also, because it's a child welfare organization, we also have offices down on 69th Street. We have offices on Western Avenue. We have offices all over the city that I visit, never have any problems.
I agree. I go to theaters. I go in neighborhoods, and my wife has had her fears on occasion. And I say to her, you know what? First of all, if you look around you and you pay attention to where you're going, no matter where you go, because even the bad guys can drive out to the suburbs as well. The bad guys can leave their neighborhood and get on an L. You know, they might want to go to a better neighborhood where they can steal a better car. So why would they stay in their own neighborhood?
There are bad guys in every neighborhood. They don't
absolutely
have to travel anyway.
Absolutely.
And so I can go anywhere in the city of Chicago, and if I don't feel safe, I continue to someplace else. So there are places that I'm not going to be. But 3 weeks ago, we went to the Hyde Park Art Festival on, 79th Street or something? And that was fabulous. Everybody had a good time. And it was culturally diverse. There were so many different people. We talked to people from around the country. No one had a problem. He heard one story that he heard someplace, maybe on Facebook or something, and he's making a decision for the entire city that everyone is going to be out to get him.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That's, you know, Matt, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk to Al. Where are you, in Rosemont?
Rosemont, Illinois.
Ah, one of my favorite little towns. Rosemont has everything. They've got their own baseball team. They've got everything, don't they?
It is awesome. I've been up here in the Des Plaines, Rosemont area for 15 years, and it's been awesome.
All right, so you got a response for Mitchell?
Yeah, I was calling to say, you know, I'm a conservative and stuff, but I'm a service technician, a plumbing service technician. I'm always downtown Chicago. And during the daytime, it is just as bustling and normal as you can ever imagine. I can't imagine during the late night hours, it could be some reveling going on. But on our normal day-to-day sunny day print in the city of Chicago, Monday through Fridays, it is eventless and it is bustling.
I agree, and that's what I say. And I go down some of the, I go to some of the storefront theaters that are in local neighborhoods. You know, they're in Wicker Park, and they're you know, areas that have, if you go on some of the side streets, you don't know who you're running into. But if you stay in the main streets and you park where you're supposed to park and you don't do anything illegal, everything's fine. You know, I don't know if I would go there 4 o'clock in the morning, but there's no plays at 4 o'clock in the morning, and none of the restaurants are open at that time either.
There's no reason for you to be there. So, the younger people have to be regulated downtown. But normal doing Monday through Friday is what I've seen from being in that city. It's pretty eventful.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Chicago is a major city. Chicago is just as safe as anybody can want a city to be. New York has problems. LA, every city has some problems. Just be smart, be wise, and pay attention to everything around you, and you're really in better shape. But and if the people really, really want to make change, the election comes up. That's when you make your changes. We got the primaries are this week. People can make their pick the candidates, and then comes November, change the candidates, get the people in that you want to get in. And guess what? You'll change the city. You'll be responsible. You'll feel better. You'll sleep better. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great rest of the day. Enjoy this beautiful Sunday. Now we're getting some activity. Doris, where are you? Doris, can you hear me? I hope everything's going well in New York and everything is fine. I know it's hard to go to a funeral and be one of the speakers, and you don't have any choice as to what happens and how it happens. So it looks like we got a few people calling in. We are going to shortly talk to Eileen Dordick, and then we'll be able to talk with her about political stuff. So you can call in 773-763-9278, and you can talk with her as well. Since we don't have any commercials at this point, maybe Eileen's calling in now. Eileen is mother of two and lives in an area that she wants to cover that area. And her area is the one I just explained, which is the 13th district. I don't know a lot about it, but it's a great area for is what's going on there. You've got Uptown, Bowmanville, Budlong Woods, Lincoln Square, Ravenswood, and then parts of Andersonville and Lakeview. So they're cool areas, they're cool neighborhoods. So hopefully, is that her, Paul? Do we have her on? Okay. Eileen?
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing fine. I literally just got back from the Pride Parade.
It didn't take you long to get away.
I was rushing back to talk to you all. Hi.
All right, great. Well, it's great to meet you. Meeting you on the phone is a little different for me. But it's good to at least meet you and talk with you. And I don't know if Doris is going to be able to join us or not. She had a funeral to go to in New York, and she had to make us. I think she's speaking during the funeral, so it's a little hard for her to get away and call in. But she wanted me to talk with you. And I'm not a Chicagoan now. I don't live in Chicago. I did live in Lincoln Park for many years and downtown for even more. But tell us about your area that you live in and that you would be your area is a pretty wide area.
Yeah, so like all of the districts that, they're about evenly divided across the state, and we represent this area that I'm running to represent. Has Uptown and West part of Andersonville, Budlong Woods, Lincoln Square, Ravenswood, parts of Lakeview and Wrigleyville. So it's a wonderful, diverse, engaged area, lots of exciting activities like the Pride Parade go on in our neighborhood. So it's a great place to live and a great place to work. represent, hopefully, for me someday.
Yeah, it's an unusual. I was looking at the map, and I go to theaters in some of those areas. I go to restaurants, because that's what I do. My other thing is reviewing restaurants and theater. So I look at some of those neighborhoods, and they are, it's almost like separate. You can see how the city is diversified. If people really would learn to look at the city in a different way than only what they hear about the weekends, but if they would look at the city and drive down some of the streets and see some of the homes and the manicured lawns and the beauty that is in Chicago in some of these neighborhoods, is amazing. I would say it's equal to almost any suburb people would talk about.
I would argue as a city person that it's even better because we have the density of urban areas to have really great restaurants. We have public transportation. I rode a Divvy bike today to get where I needed to go. So there are a million different ways to get where you need to go. And there's so many things to do over here. There are theaters. There are restaurants. There are, we have a lot of music venues in this district, the Riviera and the Aragon Theater, so there's so much to do. The Old Town School of Folk Music is in this district.
Yeah, it's an amazing district. So if people want to talk to you, are you open to taking some calls?
Sure.
Okay, so the number here, 773-763-9278. You may speak to Eileen. You could ask her questions about what her plans would be, what she wants to do, go from there. Do we have anybody on the line yet?
Let me get you out of the aisle, okay?
Okay, we got somebody coming in. So we know that you're an advocate of the area, right? You want people to be happy. Yeah. It looks like Doris is calling in.
Oh, yes, hello there.
Doris?
Hi, how are you, Al?
Okay, I'm great. Thank you for joining us. And Eileen is on with us right now, too.
Oh, great. Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Good. Hi, Doris. I'm so sorry about your mom.
Oh, I appreciate that. And, you know, I tell you, this is one of those things in the beginning this is for all the listeners to know. I was really one of those people that didn't want to talk about it. And now I realize how important it is to just be open about these things because my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer about 2 months ago when she was visiting me in Chicago. And it was she just didn't look right. Her skin looked yellow to me, and she really was jaundiced. And I took her to the doctor, and we ended up at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, where they kept her for 2 weeks, took excellent care of her. She's now transitioned to Memorial Sloan Kettering. She's doing great. And we just know that quality of life means everything, and the family is wrapped around her in love. So thank you for that, Eileen.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thinking about you and sending good love to her.
I appreciate that. So I don't know where I'm jumping into this conversation.
We're just starting to talk about what's going on and the neighborhood and letting people call in if they have a question for Eileen about her commitments and what she's planning to do or what she wants to do. And is Mark on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mark, you have a question for Eileen?
Well, I could question her, but I'm sure her answer would be like any decent citizen. She wants us all to have a chance and let us all work towards a better life. I had a comment as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Al, I was... Thank you, Eileen. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I was the first person to call on the Power Hour. And I told them I was a bass player, and they wanted to hear some Larry Graham, so I played them some Sly, and they said, you got it. I could do that for about 10 seconds if you want.
It's okay.
I want to thank you that me all CPT again.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
I'm George. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I guess he just wanted to get that done. So
You know, one of the things that I want to say about Eileen, you know, and I usually will cover a lot of elected officials that are running for office or newly elected officials, and this is the only interview we're doing for this primary season, and the reason that Eileen Dordek has been selected as the person that we're doing this interview with is because she is somebody that I believe epitomizes the kind of people we should have in office. Number one, yep, I'm going to say it, she's a woman. Don't get mad, Al.
There's nothing wrong with that one. Okay.
But she really is somebody that has the kind of a background that is unique. You know, she's a licensed clinical
social worker. Yeah, you're right. She's a licensed clinical social worker, and I'm a therapist.
And a therapist, and she has practiced in neighborhoods. She's somebody that has, when we talk about grassroots and grassroots efforts, Eileen has come through the ranks. Now, we are faced with this overturn of Roe versus Wade. We're talking to a woman who has been a board member of Personal PAC, and I think you're still chairman of the board, aren't you?
I stepped down to run for this office in December, but up until that, I was chair of the board for 2.5 years. And fortunately, I, you know, at least feel like I was using my free time well over the last decade fighting to make Illinois a place, a haven for reproductive rights and for abortion care in the Midwest. And while, you know, so many people have lost their right to abortion across the country with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, we are in a better situation here in Illinois, and I'm very proud of the work that I've done to help us get to this point.
Okay. Yeah, because what we're going to be faced with is unbelievable. I know that even in Illinois now, our numbers went up this year with women looking for facilities where they can have that service. And the numbers went up really because there's so many crossing state lines that are in areas that are so restrictive. And I think they're even predicting now we've got about, I don't know how many states that are going to be restricting the service.
Well, I think we're going to become an island and we're going to be surrounded. Illinois is going to be surrounded by states that are going to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what a lot of people miss, I think, along the way is that, you know, we saw this was coming, the whole Reproductive Healthcare Coalition, a lot of wonderful state legislators saw this coming, and we knew that we had to do the work ahead of time to be prepared. And I think that other states kept hoping that Roe v. Wade would cover us, would take care of us, and would be there no matter what. But we didn't want to rely on that here in Illinois. And so we had a huge coalition of people and elected officials. We elected state and local officials who were pro-choice to make sure we got those votes, and we expanded access to health care. We removed our trigger in 2017. I worked on that. I organized phone banks. I worked directly with legislators. We codified abortion as law in Illinois with the Reproductive Health Act. We ensured that insurance will cover abortion in Illinois as well as Medicaid, which is very unique across the country because federal Medicaid doesn't go to abortion care. And we worked together to get this done. I donned a handmaid's outfit for the and marched in the Capitol in the handmaid's outfit because that's what we needed to really hammer home to the state legislators what they needed to do, and they did it. So we're in better shape. And then I personally helped lobby as the only volunteer on the lobby team with a coalition member of ACLU, Planned Parenthood, Personal PAC, Illinois Now, to make sure that we expanded access to young people under 18, make sure they could get the health care they needed. And because we got all three of those bills passed, we're so much more prepared, and we are this island in the Midwest. I'm very proud of the work that I did about it. And because we also know that when you're talking about bodily autonomy and overturning Roe, we know that Clarence Thomas would like to make sure that we look at the marriage equality law, and that's terrifying and horrible. And we know in Illinois that LGBTQ people's rights are also about bodily autonomy and very interconnected to reproductive rights. So we're prepared here, but we've got to have strong people who will keep fighting and not let up to make sure we keep passing more legislation to keep Illinois the haven that it is.
Okay, so this, now this, you're running against somebody, right?
It's an open seat, and there are four men who are also running in this race.
All right. So what do people need to know to make sure they can push the right buttons for you?
Thank you. I am Eileen Dordek. I'm running for state rep in the 13th district. I am number 71 on the ballot, and I'm the first person listed for the 13th district and the only woman, so I'm easy to find.
Yeah, and I'm going to jump in and just add some things here to say some of what I know about Eileen. We need voices in Springfield that are going to really put women and families and mental health and social services first. Our sponsor this year, Eileen, is the Way Back In, and the Way Back In is an agency that really works with people that have addiction problems from drugs and alcohol. And I know the work that you do. I mean, you've seen firsthand the impact that policy decisions can have on people's lives. So, and just think about, you know, your work in mental health issues, addiction, housing insecurity. Talk to us a little bit about mental health issues and why it's so important to have elected officials in Springfield who understand the needs that people have that they're just not getting, especially with all the anxiety and trauma and depression post-pandemic even.
Right. Well, so many people are struggling with mental health right now. We have a real crisis. Certainly we see it with young people, but you see it with people of all ages. And with my mental health background, I'm a social worker and I do therapy. I am a healthcare provider. And actually, I would be the only healthcare provider on the Democratic side of the aisle in the House if elected. And I think that experience about understanding the healthcare system, understanding insurance and Medicare is really, really important because the state legislature deals with so many issues around it. I also have been endorsed by the Illinois Nurses Association, the National Association of Social Workers, as well as supported by the Illinois Hospital Association. And they don't always 100% get on the same size of issues, but they all really appreciate it with my background in mental health. I understand the intersection of so many different issues that affect people and affect their mental health, their educational background, their healthcare access, their family support, their job situation, affordable housing, transportation. It's all intersected with the things that create stressors for people and that can exacerbate mental health problems. We also have, you know, so many people have experienced trauma, especially since the pandemic, a lot of grief and loss. And so we need to make sure that the state of Illinois coordinate services, that we are funding the right places that are going to provide the services that people need, that we make sure everybody can access it, whether that's through telehealth or, in person across the state of Illinois. And so my experience as a healthcare provider will really provide some insight in all of those areas. We know that years ago, I worked at Sarah Circle, which is an organization in Uptown that works to end homelessness for women, interacted with a lot of people dealing with mental health and addiction issues. We know now that a harm reduction approach works better than, you know, telling people they have to do exactly this or exactly this before they can get housing. So those are all things that I think my experience as a social worker, a therapist, and a healthcare provider will really be useful to give me the insight on how to help in the state legislature.
Well, that is awesome. And all the work, I mean, we just had the Pride Parade in Chicago, and you've been an advocate for the LGBTQIA+ community for years.
Yes. Yes. Well, I go way back with your colleague, Scott Duff of Out Chicago, because we both were involved in an organization called About Face Theater, which was founded in 1996. And I was just saying today, it's the 22nd anniversary of me marching in the Pride Parade. I was 8 months pregnant with my daughter. And so I always think very fondly of the Pride Parade because she was about to pop and she said to me today, well, I think that's what made me gay. And I said, hooray, I'm glad that that I marched with you when I was pregnant with you. So. I have been an advocate, and I am on the board of Equality Illinois, which is Illinois' top rights or LGBTQIA plus organization, and fighting for bodily autonomy, whether it's for LGBTQ people or for all women and all people who can get pregnant. That's what I've been spending my free time doing for the last decade, and I have no regrets about that.
No, you should. You know, this is right now the rights of people is pretty important to talk about a little bit, too, because of what happened with Roe versus Wade. A lot of protesting going on. There's a lot of people on both sides who have their reasons. But, when you think about it, what happens to the world? If they get this one done, are they going to go for every little thing they can to try to change everything? We're living, all of a sudden we're in a Trumpian world. So you got to be very careful with all this.
Right. And there's no question right now that the Democratic Party is the party of rights. We believe that people have rights. We believe that people have rights to make decisions about who they love, what they want to do with their own body. And the Republican Party does not believe that. And so people need to realize that they should vote with the Democratic Party who believes in protecting rights for all human beings.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I think everybody I know is, for the most part. I don't think I have too many friends that don't believe that.
Well, I'm going to give a quick moment for a sponsorship announcement. Substance use or gambling may have caused you to feel like there's no way out. The truth is that there is help for you and your family, and it's closer than you may think. The Way Back In is a nonprofit treatment center for substance use and gambling that helps people in Proviso Township rebuild their lives from the damages of addiction. You can contact Way Back In by visiting waybackin.org or by calling 708-345-8422. That's 708-345-8422. The admissions office is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. If you are experiencing an emergency and need immediate assistance outside of those hours, please contact 911. Way Back In is here to help. Way Back In programming is supported by the Proviso Township Mental Health Commission. Thank you. You were saying, Al.
Okay, they actually have an 800 number, too, for people who want to use the 866-993-6503.
Great.
I went there and spent an afternoon getting a tour and talking with the people. They're a fine organization. And the people that I met who are living there and going through the treatment just seem to be very, very happy people. So it's nice to look at this and know that these are people who came in one way and are working their way towards going back to life the way they used to have it, and it's with these people that they're going to make that, and that's a great feeling. Great feeling. I'm a Santa Claus kind of guy. Every year I've been for 54 years. I've played Santa Claus on Christmas, feeding the homeless and doing shelters for battered women and all the other things. And I got to tell you, it's such a good feeling to watch somebody get better, to get well. Wow, I love it.
Yeah, and Eileen, I don't think you know, when I talked to you yesterday or the day before, I don't even remember when, at that time I was planning to come into New York for this memorial. I am sitting in Riverside Church in New York right now. I flew in this morning, made the decision yesterday. When you told me you couldn't come to the studio because you were marching, I said, okay, I'm going to New York and I'm going to do it by phone too. I am in New York. For a tribute to honor the life of Paul Carter Harrison. And if people don't know who he is, I strongly encourage you to do the homework. Look this man up. He's a true Renaissance man. He is somebody that everybody should know. I'm going to just read one quote from him that kind of says everything that his life's work is all about. Paul Carter Harrison said, "The challenge of contemporary black theater is to formulate a specific practice that can contextualize African-inspired values and overcome the trauma of dislocation and subjugation." Black theater must generate a transformative ritual style of work informed by the expressive strategies located in the continuum of African memory throughout the diaspora. At its expressive core is a spiritual connection between shadow and light, ancestors and the living. Most importantly, whatever value it might have as entertainment, the inventive process of Black theater must illuminate the collective ethos of the Black experience in a manner that binds, cleanses, and heals. And isn't that just so perfect for the kinds of conversations that we're having today and for having a campaign like Eileen Gordeck, who is running for state representative in the 13th District? Punch number, what was it, 71?
71 is that punch number.
71, and it's
number 71.
That's my new lucky number.
I like that.
I have a new lucky number of 71. I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket and make sure I get 71.
And I should say in general that we have had kind of low turnout so far in Chicago. So everybody who's listening to your program should get out to vote. Early vote is open for 7 more minutes today and then all day tomorrow from 9 to 6. And then all your polling places will be open on Tuesday, as well as the Supersite downtown. You can still vote there on Tuesday. So everybody who has not cast a ballot, make sure you turn in your mail-in ballot if you have one. You can put that in the mailbox, or you can turn that in at an early vote location in the drop box or on election day in the drop box. But make sure to get out and vote.
Yeah, one of the things you don't want to do is let the other guy do the voting. You've got to make sure that you have something to say and get that word in by voting. That's your right. It's something that our ancestors fought for, and you got to take advantage of it. It's a gift that's worth giving every time there's an election.
Absolutely. It's extremely important for people to express themselves, because then we, you know, have the consequences of elections, which we've seen, sadly, just on Friday when Roe v. Wade was overturned. That was the consequences of one election after another, where people voted on different issues and didn't vote on their rights. And we need to really rally and vote on our rights to make sure that we get strong advocates for rights like me into office.
I'm with you 155%. Okay.
That's right. Well, Eileen, we'll give you the last word, and thank you so much for joining us. What would you like to say going out?
I would just like to thank you both very much for giving me some time to talk to your audience. I will I've worked really, really hard to get here. I think that my experience and my background will make me a really great fit to the State House, where I will continue to work hard, not just for the people of the 13th District, but for the entire state of Illinois, and make sure that we protect our rights and expand our rights and welcome people from all across the Midwest to get services they need here in Illinois.
Great.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was great, Al. That was really, really great.
Yeah, I can't wait till next week when you're sitting here in the studio with me so we can do this together and spend some time together. We did have some callers, and I'll send you a copy of what they said, but we had a gentleman who asked us to look at, you know, talking about what's going on in other parts of the world so that we can give people an idea for those who can't travel on what's going on, same kinds of things, politically and culturally, so that we can share those kinds of things and maybe even talk to people in other parts of the world who can tell us what's going on, and that way we can convey lots of things to our listening audience.
Oh, I would love to do that, but it'll be 2 weeks before you see me in the studio, because next weekend is the 4th of July, and once a month I go in and visit my mom, and the 4th of July is always a big family gathering.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well,
okay.
I do want to say this before we get to the 5 o'clock hour, and I know Alice said this at the beginning of the show, but our new hour from 3 to 4 on WCPT 820 each week around the town with Al Breslov and Doris Davenport, we're going to be featuring
current events, culture, politics, and trending topics around town. This year, the host will spotlight the growing problem of mental health disorders, particularly addiction, with a monthly segment dedicated to rebuilding broken lives torn apart by alcohol, drug, and gambling addiction. And that'll be presented by the Way Back In, who's been serving the Chicagoland area since 1973. But Al and I will be having so many interesting conversations, and we promise to bring you some very, very special guests. And we're going to have these conversations. I like that, Al, to do some international conversations.
I think we can work on it. We'll start putting out those feelers. We can get some, you know, some theater people from around the world as well. I'm sure they'd love to talk about, especially if they have things that are maybe coming here. And that's possible, too. So I think that'd be kind of neat to do. And hopefully, you know, as time goes on, we'll have people contacting us and saying, we want to be part of it. We want to be part of it.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, with Broadway in Chicago, we plan to bring you many, many cast members from these wonderful, fabulous shows that are coming to Chicago. In the next couple of weeks, we'll talk to a woman who's starring in Jesus Christ Superstar. And it's a play that really was quite radical when it first came out and known for its musical score. But I want you to know they're doing something this year that's not been done by other theater companies much. The lead characters are Jesus, Judas, and Mary Magdalene. The story is told through the eyes of Judas Iscariot. But what people don't know about this tour production, Judas is being understudied by a woman. And he's being understudied by an African-American woman. Her name is Sandy Redd. And you will remember Sandy Redd, if those of you who are fans of The Voice. She took The Voice by storm, and Kelly Clarkson became her coach. She also starred in the lyric production of Jesus Christ Superstar. So look out for Sandy Redd, because we're going to be talking to her.
All right, I'm ready to talk to her. We got this week, we're going to be seeing a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm looking forward to My Fair Lady. I talked to Mr. Doolittle, Al Doolittle, and I had a conversation, which will be on next week's Around the Town of Chicago. So we're busy. We're busy, busy, busy. And I think we're running out of time. We're playing Beat the Clock. Doris, I will talk to you soon.
Okay, close it out. We'll talk out.
See you next week, everybody.